the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Thursday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, good morning.
Thursday. Did she say Thursday?
She did.
Golly. It is.
Golly.
Yeah, it's July 20th.
July 20th already, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's 175 degrees out there. If you're
feels like Damian. July 20th.
Yeah, so stay inside. Yeah. Well, we're going to pray today. It's always good to do that. So let's get started. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, I seek new strength from the courage of Christ our Shepherd. I believe in you, I hope in you, and I seek to love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I want to be led one day to join the saints in heaven where your Son, Jesus Christ, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Our saint of the day is Saint Apollinaris. We will learn more about this saint later on in today's show, but we're starting off with some events in our listening area we will give you details about. That is coming up in 8 minutes, so stay with us. You can find all of these events on our website at ccmedia.live. The time changes every day.
If you're timing
and
us,
and so I
yes.
have to stick with, yeah, I have to stick with the day of the week. In 18 minutes, Dr. Stanton McNeely joins us. He is the president of the University of Holy Cross in New Orleans, and we are talking back to school. This whole show is pretty much back to school.
Oh, it's so depressing.
In 35 minutes, David Dawson Jr. joins us. He's the director of the Office of Parish Support for the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux. And actually, he's not talking about back to school. He's talking about reverence of your spouse while in your home.
Wow.
So looking forward to hearing about this conversation later on in today's show. And in 48 minutes, Tommy Moran joins us. He's a president of Good Shepherd School in New Orleans. And of course, the kids are getting ready to go back to school, you guys.
So you think?
I don't know any kids
that are ready to go back to school or even thinking about
me
it.
Me either.
I think the parents are, but the, oh, but yeah. the kids aren't. But parents are like, let's go.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love summer. I love
me
summer.
Too.
I don't know. Maybe I just like being around my child 24/7. I don't know. Maybe I don't. I wish I could go to school with him, but you know, you guys, that's just a different story.
Wow. Yeah, so. It is.
All you got to
yeah.
do is
I just love him.
Yeah, you could homeschool him, and then you are with him.
I can't do that. And you know what? God bless the homeschool mothers because you're doing such a great work. My husband was homeschooled, and my mother-in-law did a wonderful job.
She did.
Yes, she did. So all you homeschool moms, good job. You're doing a great
Amen.
One. So Damian, weather report.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
Well, you've heard of Martha and the Vandellas, their 1963 hit, Heat Wave. Heat wave! Oh, man, I can sing.
Oh, wow. Folks are running off the road as we speak in this heat wave.
You sang that before the show.
It's like a heat wave.
There's your weather report.
Thanks. Well, the heat wave is rolling all across the southeast of the United States. 100 degrees is the expected temperature today and 101 tomorrow, just in case you think you couldn't top that.
Yep, one more degree.
And only a 5% chance of rain for today and tomorrow, so don't expect that to cool things down. And if you can't stand the heat, as my dad would always say, move to Alaska. And right now, temperatures in and around the area. Biloxi, it's 82. Over in Mobile, it's 81. As you come closer to Louisiana, it is 80 degrees on the North Shore, 78 in Houma-Thibodaux. 81 in Baton Rouge, and in the Crescent City, already 84 degrees.
Oh.
So the heat wave is indeed upon us. And maybe you'll be able to pull up Martha and the Vandellas while we take this break. It's 5 after.
A good Thursday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." We've heard the Gospel, and now we reflect.
Coming to Jesus is the necessary condition for finding relief from our internal struggles as well as the external burdens of this life. What then blocks us from eagerly accepting Jesus' offer? It is the absence of our single-minded and passionate love of God alone. It is amazing to discover that God wants nothing from us, not even virtue, in the usual sense of self-developed and admirable personal attributes. Above all, the opposite of vice in the Christian soul is not acquiring virtues, but the power of Jesus living within us. "I live, no, now not I," St. Paul reminds us, "but Christ lives within me." How does this marvel come about? Christ first loved us individually and gave himself for us individually. So as we discover God's love, we not only learn that God wants nothing from us, rather he ardently yearns with all the passion of the divine lover to give himself to us so that he can eternally pull us into himself. Jesus wants no thing from us except ourselves. In today's Gospel, Jesus presents himself as the oasis in the desert of this world. He freely offers the perfect love everyone longs to possess, the singular love that delivers us from the impediments of our passions and the desire to perfect ourselves, those frustrating attempts at spiritual bodybuilding called the self-acquisition of virtue. Today we hear the tenderness of the divine lover inviting us to enter into the bridal chamber. "I will relieve you." He wants to do it, and he knows that he can do it, if we will only deposit all our sorrow, exhaustion, striving, and failures at his heart's door. In this best bargain we will ever make, we give Jesus our impotency, incapacity, unhappiness, self-deception, and failures, and in exchange, he gives us himself. How can we not fully surrender to this amazing offer? It's those other empty loves we cling to that holds us back from surrender. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy and Father Chris, and thank you for listening to Catholic Community Radio. We're so glad you could join us on WQNO, WPYR, and also on Catholic Life TV in Baton Rouge. For those of you watching, appreciate you being with us this morning.
And on Facebook, and on YouTube, and on Twitter. We are everywhere.
And on our app, on our website.
Yep. He's leaving. That's right. We're everywhere,
on
buddy.
On our watch?
Yes.
From space.
Yeah. On your air fryer.
We're everywhere.
Yes. Oh,
just like Jesus is. Because here.
No.
Jesus isn't everywhere?
Yes. Jesus is everywhere, but we're not like Jesus. We're just trying to be.
I was saying Jesus is everywhere.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And you were giving the impression we're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I was putting the two together because
we're working on it.
Yeah. All right. Because we're here for the truth. And to be truthful with you, we have some events to share with you this morning. A Woman's Axe Retreat is going to be held September 21st through the 24th at the Cenacle on the Lake in Metairie, beginning at 5:45 on that Thursday, September 21st. It will conclude on September 24th, and it's single occupancy rooms, and you also will receive meals and supplies, all that's included. And Mass will wrap up on the final day at 11 a.m. at St. Catherine of Siena. Reception will follow, and If you want to learn more, go to ccmedia.live. Reason we're giving you this information now is because you usually have to sign up early enough in order to go in September. Mm-hmm. By the way, the men's actress retreat at St. Catherine of Siena will begin on November 30th, so put that on your calendar as well.
I tell you what, though, it's a good thing that we are announcing it this early because they sell out. I bet you there's not too many openings left on the women's retreat. Mm-hmm. So every first Saturday, you're invited to celebrate First Saturday Mass devotion at 8:30 a.m. on first Saturday of each month. And it'll be a Novus Ordo Mass in Latin at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Covington. You know, First Saturday Masses, I began attending those. I don't know if you're aware, those are devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
They are.
On the first Fridays is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then first Saturdays.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, and they're beautiful Masses, too.
They are.
So I highly recommend it. First Saturday.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, the Faith in Marriage, a part of the Wildwoods community, presents the 14th Annual Diocesan-Wide Supper and Substance at the Rock and Bowl New Orleans on July 28th from 6 to 8:30. Tickets are $100 a couple, and that will include food, drinks, and music by the band Superfly. And speakers will be former Navy SEAL Sam Blair and his wife Lauren. Definitely go to ccmedia.live to check this out, you guys. I went, my husband and I went, we were engaged. The food is amazing. It is so much fun. Everyone's just having a blast. Bowling, drinking, eating, dancing. It is a blast. So definitely check this stuff out.
You're going to have Separate a good time. Substance. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yes. It's
wonderful food, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty. St. Peter's Catholic Church in Covington, they're having a mother-daughter program focusing on the learning and sharing of God's gifts of human sexuality. The program will be on August 6th from 1:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon at St. Mary's Hall in St. Peter's Catholic Church Parish in Covington. For more information, go to ccmedia.live.
Ignatian Volunteer Corps is a community of mature 50-plus men and women who use their time and talents to help others. IVC members commit 1 or 2 days per week to work with nonprofit service organizations that address poverty and marginalization. And members gather them monthly to prayerfully reflect on their apostolic work and discover deeper meaning of the service that they do. So just go to CC Media for more info.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, download our free app in the Apple App Store, Google Play. Just search Catholic Community Radio and start listening today.
Yep.
All righty. Well, don't go too far because we have a special guest coming your way. And we're going to be talking about back to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not soon enough for some. 15 after on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 20th. Today we celebrate Saint Apollinaris. Tradition has it that today's saint was a contemporary of Saint Peter, who sent him to Ravenna, Italy, to serve as its first bishop. It was a position Apollinaris held for 26 years, during a time of unimaginable violence against Christians, especially those who publicly preached the good news. The preaching of Apollinaris won many converts, but earned the fury of his opponents. He was beaten and driven from the city numerous times, temporarily finding refuge, but always returning to resume his work despite the certain dangers. On his fourth and final return to Ravenna, he was captured and savagely beaten. He survived only 7 days. The precise year of his death is uncertain. The details we do have about this first century martyr are few, but they are enough to remind us yet again that following Jesus involves risks. Martyrs like Apollinaris would rather accept the risk of death than deny the cornerstone of their whole life, faith in Jesus Christ. Remembering the witness of past and present martyrs can help us make the often small sacrifices that following Jesus today may require. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're listening to Wake Up. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Our first guest today is Dr. Stanton McNeely. He's the president of the University of Holy Cross in New Orleans. And today we are talking about a back-to-school update. Good morning, Dr. Stanton. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Gabby. It's great to be with you as always.
Well, we are gearing up for the fall semester, and you know, for a lot of us, going back to school with little ones is just days away, or maybe a couple of weeks away. But for the University of Holy Cross, along with a lot of universities and colleges, it's about a month away. So can you tell us a little bit about how the University of Holy Cross is gearing up to go back to school?
Yes, indeed, Gabby. We're very excited. We're blessed that we are out of COVID. We had a wonderful year last year with a great start to our fall, and we're seeing that again for this fall semester coming up. You're right. 1 month from tomorrow is the first day of classes at the University of Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. And in preparation for that, on August 11th, we have our move-in day for our residents into our beautiful residence hall. And on August 12th, we have our freshman orientation, which is followed by a great week of activities leading up to the start of classes on the 21st.
Very exciting. I know for a lot of people, move-in day is a new start of part of their journey, so of college life. So what an exciting time for so many people. But for those who are maybe contemplating going back to school, is there still time to register?
Absolutely, Gabby. All someone needs to do is give us a call at 504-394-7744 and ask for the admissions office. Be glad to help you. And then also, too, feel free to go to our website at uhcno.edu. We did a wonderful upgrade of our website in the springtime to be ready for this opportunity for the fall, and it's very student-friendly.
Dr. Stanton, what makes UHC so unique? Do you have any new programs or anything exciting that you're looking forward to this semester?
Well, Gabby, I do want to share this. True to our Catholic identity, we have a wonderful celebration this school year. And it's beyond the university, but it's, of course, core to the university. As you know, the university is sponsored in our Catholic identity by the Marianite Sisters, the Marianites of Holy Cross. And this year, 23-24, we're celebrating the arrival of the Marianites from Le Mans, France to Louisiana, 175th year celebration.
Wow.
And that's a wonderful blessing that we're able to communicate out in partnership with those who are sponsored by the Brothers of Holy Cross, like Holy Cross School in New Orleans, because 175 years ago in May, we're going to culminate the celebration. The Marianites and the Brothers arrived in Louisiana from France, commissioned by Father Moreau to serve in North America and in New Orleans in particular. And so we are blessed with that. It's an exciting opportunity for our university through the course of this coming school year and to share that beauty with our students, faculty, and staff.
You know, we're seeing a lot in the news that different Catholic universities are kind of doing things a little bit different. They're not really staying true to the Catholic identity, and a lot of people do go to Catholic schools to keep that. So is the University of Holy Cross sticking to the Catholic identity and forming true Catholic values?
Absolutely. That's the core of who we are, Gabby. Absolutely right. And mm-hmm. and just as I mentioned with the celebration of our Catholic identity and our Marianite sponsorship through the coming year, that's just an affirmation upon affirmations, mm-hmm. but an important mm-hmm. one, of course, as we go through this current year. In fact, one of the decisions that I made when I became president was to make sure that In the simplest form, how we're represented, it says the University of Holy Cross with the steeple from our campus being our true logo, or not the acronym UHC. And so mm-hmm. just to affirm that, even in just that simple way, of course, when you mentioned about the values component, that's why our students seek us, is how we live our Catholic values. And it's important and essential that we live that daily in everything we do as we touch their lives. Our education is not transactional. It's not to go get some credits. It's transformational, the true spirit of our Catholic identity.
I love that, and nice. I'm so glad to hear you say that as well and stay true to that. But let's also talk about a new agreement you have with LCMC Health. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, and again, that's true in many ways to the beauty of our Catholic identity. As we know, we care in our nursing programs and our radiology technology programs and other health programs, not just for the transaction of a patient in a hospital and training in those healthcare professions. But in true Catholic identity, the mind, body, and spirit of the person, that a patient, the care, that is a unique difference of Catholic education, and for us in Holy Cross and Marianite education. We're thankful to LCMC Health. Thank you for bringing that up, Gabby. They have sponsored us with scholarships, 20 scholarships, full paid for nursing students, wow, and 10 scholarships for radiology technology students, because they know the difference of how graduates from the University of Holy Cross treat their patients.
Amazing. And, you know, we have some time. You've joined us for so long to talk about events happening at the University of Holy Cross. What's the best part about being president over at this wonderful university?
It's experiences like, even back to your original question, or one of your questions about the Catholic identity. My next stop after our call is to go to campus and welcome an ACTS retreat in participation with Archbishop Shaw High School to the University of Holy Cross campus, and to live our purpose and identity that way. Last month we hosted one with the Academy of the Sacred Heart, and it's to be fully embracing of our Catholic identity, our uniqueness, our beauty and service and mission in all the ways. Many institutions don't have that ability, and for whatever reason, and especially in this day and age. And to proudly serve in this capacity, and serve as president, to fulfill our purpose, as we say in Holy Cross education, both heart and mind, it's exciting. It's the renewal of the spirit every day to be able to make a difference true to who we are.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Dr. Stanton McNeely, president of the University of Holy Cross in New Orleans. Damian, you had a question?
Yeah, I do. What is current enrollment, and what is the capacity at Holy Cross?
Sure. Thank you for that question, Damian. We, our current enrollment as of last spring, because we're still doing registration right now for the fall, is a little over 1,000 students, 1,050 students. And that includes, of course, our undergraduate students and our master's and PhD students. It also includes, we've expanded partnerships with high schools and dual enrollment and many Catholic schools across South Louisiana and also into Mississippi. And then we do have capacity for more students, because many students have gone online in our master's and PhD programs. And we do have additional capacity in our residence hall as well.
So the student-professor ratio must be pretty good.
It's excellent. I mean, that's the beauty of it, too. We don't have any auditorium-sized classes intentionally so that the student and professor can interact beautifully. And so it's a 10-to-1 student-to-teacher ratio.
That is phenomenal.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
that
is. You don't see that in many colleges or universities across this country anymore as well. What's your biggest challenge, then? You've talked about all the good things. I know you've got to have a challenge or two, and maybe someone listening can help.
Well, I think it's what we were talking about earlier is that, sadly, in our larger world, things are more transactional, and in that way, the beauty of what we do in Catholic higher education is not as much known or appreciated, and especially for us fulfilling our mission, where most of our students are first generation to go into higher education. It's beauty of lifting those students up in the true way we live at the University of Holy Cross. But for some of those families, they don't know that they can experience that don't know about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, we're in the West Bank of New Orleans, and historically that has been a challenge to get that word out about we're the best fit for a student looking for a Catholic higher educational experience.
Yeah. They automatically think of Loyola. But what you have to offer is like a diamond in the rough.
It's
been there for so long, and we just admire the fact that you keep it going. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. And thank you for this opportunity to be sharing with your audience today the beauty of what we do.
Great. One more time, where can they go, Dr. Stanton, to learn more and maybe have that little push to start in the fall?
Sure. They can go to our website at uhcno.edu or call us at 504-394-7744. And Gabby, thank you again. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I know this isn't going to be the last time we hear from Dr. Stanton McNeely. They are always having wonderful events. You know, their famous crawfish cook-off that they have every year.
That's right. And
so many others. So thank you so much, Dr. Stanton.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Definitely check them out, uhcno.edu. Wonderful things. I've actually been on the campus before. It's beautiful.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Like diamond in the rough. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. So definitely check them out.
Yeah, a lot of the Catholic universities in and around in the South in particular are not very large.
Right.
But boy, the education you get when you leave. And that's the beauty.
And it's devoutly Catholic, it appears.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
the majority of them, the smaller ones especially.
You know, I mean, that's right.
Look at Franciscan U in Baton Rouge.
They're able to keep that as their foundation.
Keep that core identity.
Mm-hmm. University here in Baton Rouge is doing that. Mm-hmm. I think of Spring Hill in Mobile. Which is tied to Loyola as well. And you can't knock Loyola either. I mean, so got some great universities.
Yes, we do.
The key is, getting the resources and the opportunities to go.
100% agree. Well, David Dawson Jr. from the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux joins us when we return from the break. It is 9:30 on Wake Up.
Happy Thursday morning, everyone. 35 after the hour, 25 before the top. And with us now, David Dawson Jr. of the Office of Parish Support of the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux, talking about reverence of your spouse. Good morning, Dave. And what is the meaning of reverence in one's marriage?
Yeah, so this is something, an idea, an insight that was shared with me by Chris O'Neill, who's the director of the Marriage and Family Life Office for the Archdiocese in New Orleans, and a good friend. And just the idea that, you know, when you're at church, when you go into a church, the first thing you look for is the tabernacle, right? And the first thing you do is you look for the tabernacles because you're looking for a person. The whole reason this is here, the whole reason this building is here, and you know, is because Jesus is in this church, and, like, how awesome is that? And regardless of how I feel, of who we've been fighting, you know, coming into church, if the kids are being crazy, we're going to be, you know, focused on the tabernacle. We're going to go genuflect. We're not just going to go in there with whatever clothes we're wearing and, you know, scratching ourselves and just kind of filing into our pews. We might, but that's not the best way to go about it, you know. But if, you know, and the same thing goes in our home, the reason this home exists, the reason why my kids are here, the reason why we do our thing is because I've got a beautiful spouse in my house. You know, like, I've got, that's why we're doing what we're doing. That can be easy to forget in the same way that it can be easy to forget at church. But if we do, that's the foundation of everything. We lose sight of everything. And so in the same way that, like, when we go into church, like, I'm my behavior changes. My focus is on, like, I've got a gift here, and I'm genuflecting. So, like, when I walk into the room, I walk into my house, like, there is something in the back of my mind. And especially, this is especially true kind of as a natural way that they've done some studies on this, that men tend to kind of carry in the back of our heads, like, there's a beautiful woman in this house. That's why we're here. You know, like, that's the whole point of doing everything that we're doing. And it's not something that we easily forget, but we can forget it. And we can get lost in the tasks and get to where we feel like teammates or we're just coworkers. And if we do, it's funny how, like, everything else kind of just falls apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's very quickly that would be just, you know, things just, we don't feel like, you know, coming home, being home, it doesn't feel restful. Doing just the regular day-to-day things become serious chores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a subconscious thing, but, you know, what Chris is bringing up, like, if we can consciously say, like, I'm not going to lose reverence, regardless of how many times I step into that church, I can choose to say, no, there's a reason I'm here, and we're not going to lose reverence. So our Catholic tradition gives us a way to do that. Like, you're always going to genuflect, you're going to bow in front of the altar every time you walk in front. And the same way, I can remember when I'm walking through my house or when I'm going through, like, there's a reason I'm here. And I'm going to acknowledge my wife when I walk through the room. I'm not just going to go walk past her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going to have a little more respectful, you know, language and behavior, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I like the fact that you correlate church with the home. And, you know, we're all priests for our families as well. Mm-hmm. And we're taught that at a rather early age. And we should live up to that. So what are some ways in which we can show our spouse respect without being a doormat?
Yeah, I think it's a key to be able to doing that is just, like I said, to be able to take joy, to choose to say, I'm not just going to walk through the kitchen.
and grab something to eat. If my spouse is there, I'm going to stop and pull her to me. You know, if we're dealing with the kids, or like, you know, if we're doing family prayer in the evening or something like that, or if one of the major things is if I see one of my kids who's, you know, if we're going to church and they're not genuflecting, this is going to be an issue. I'm going to snap my fingers and get them onto it. If we're in our house and my kids have a certain tone with my wife, or they're not being respectful, they're all yelling, mom, mom, mom. You know, like, get into the habit of being like, hey, hold up. You know, what's mom's role here? You know, is she a maid? Is she a servant? Is she your waitress? You know, because that's not the case. And that has to start with me. I have to know that she's not just a maid or a waitress, you know, or just a team member, that she's not just an employee of the home, that she is somebody who I live for. I mean, she is my joy. She's the reason why I do what I do. And the kids, if they know that, and I can be like, hey, hold up, that's not how we operate here. Mm-hmm. You know, mom is somebody that we deeply appreciate. She's good stuff. And we're going to focus on that.
Well, Dave,
so that means we're not yelling at her. We're not using language. Yeah.
Consider. All right. So with your role in the Diocese of Home at Thibodaux, do you find with married couples that it gets to that point where they don't even acknowledge one another in the same room? And if so, how many years does it take to get to that point? I mean, I'll be married 40 years, and I still don't do that. I mean, my wife still bows to me when I enter the room. She doesn't genuflect. We save that for church.
Oh, okay. But that's over the line.
Bowing's okay, I think.
But once really. Again, I think Ellen, stop listening.
Let me get back to the original. Are there really couples that get to that point that don't even acknowledge each other in the room?
I think so.
That's a shame.
For sure. It happens a lot. We've heard, not only do I have witnessed it, but we hear a lot that, like, we're ships, you know, you hear ships passing in the night. That's kind of the friendly language given to it. We're ships passing in the night. We're like two people taking care of the same kids in the same daycare, whatever. You know, a lot of it has to do with, and we don't notice it because we're on our phones or watching TV. That we're about our own business. It's so much easier now to be about our own business than it ever has been because of that. So one of the ways that helps me, and I've said this a million times, but when I come home, my phone goes on the dresser in the bedroom in the back. So that way I don't have an excuse. Because if I'm on my phone, I'm not focused on anything around me. That's just the way our brains work, and that's the way these phones are meant to work, is that they draw all of our attention. I can pretend like I'm paying attention to people around me, but they know better, you know. So that's a huge factor. Also, just the idea of the hurry, the rush, you know, that kind of thing. Just the culture that we're in is a high success culture, and that success happens outside the home. And so the idea that, you know, we got to get stuff done, home is a base camp. And that is very much a part of a lot of marriages. Home is a base camp, which means that you and I get stuff done here. And we care about each other, but like the reverence, you know, and actually taking joy in the fact that you're here and that being the source of everything, a lot of marriages are missing that.
Yeah. So what you're saying is be a good listener, communicate, at the same time, be open-minded, and compliment one another on occasion. I think that would be good. That's one thing that I think kind of wanes or erodes as time goes on. You forget to mention just how good your spouse looks, or how how pretty they are, or good looking. And then the other one is forgiveness. Quite often, you know, we get into a little spat and we forget to ask for forgiveness. We just kind of blow it off and move on. But I think mentally, those little spats will pile up little negative thoughts if we don't ask for forgiveness in the process.
Yeah, and I think one of the keys is just the basic, like, outside of techniques and stuff, just giving yourself permission to get excited about the fact that they're in the same room.
Yeah.
Like, just to get excited about that. And like you're saying, if I'm struggling with forgiveness, the one thing that's going to suffer most is that. If I'm thinking, like, she owes me something, I'm not going to allow myself to get excited about her coming in the room and be like, well, we'll see, you know, and she's going to do the same thing. And over the years, we're going to be hurting each other all the time, just in little ways. And that does build up. So one of the quickest ways to forgiveness is to be like, look, I've got to have kind of a meter and develop a meter in myself over time. Am I excited about the fact that she's in the room? Is she excited about the fact that I'm in the room? Because if not, there's a reason for that. I need to root that out. And forgiveness is a lot of times the main reason. But yeah, I think just the basic basic decision to say, I'm not going to let myself be in this house and not be excited about the fact that they're here too.
So yeah. I think it's a constant. Yeah. It sounds like what you're saying is it's a constant reevaluation that exactly. we have to do, because our jobs, our careers, and everything, it supports the very thing that we love. We just forget that, mm-hmm. and then we wind
well,
up.
Well, we get into the routine of things.
You
know?
Yeah, so you start
especially
to coexist,
with
the, right?
Right. Well, especially with the school year starting back up, we get into that routine of this has to be done at a certain time.
Yeah,
but like you said, Dave, acknowledging their presence. And I'm a firm believer of sending that text in the middle of the day that says, I love you, I hope you're having a good day, or anything like that. You don't have to talk on the phone if you're busy, but just acknowledging that you're thinking about them, you know, and here's an I love you text. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a firm believer of that.
Well, one of the best is I can't wait to see you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
it's not just like we're going to get home and get into like level two of the grind, you know, phase three
yeah.
of the day, you know,
yeah.
like now we're in the evening phase, which, look, I say that because we've done that. I've fallen into that.
Sure, it's easy to.
And then to be able to break mm-hmm. it, you know, but the beautiful thing is when you break it, you're breaking it with joy.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier than just like, hey, be a better person, you know? Like, no, this is joy. And I'm giving myself the excuse to just cultivate it and dive into it. You know, this is good stuff. God has not created us just to survive, you know? And I think that's one of the beautiful things that marriage provides.
Amen.
Well, very good. David Dawson Jr., with the parish support of the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux, thank you for that insight and good advice. Where do they go if they want to learn more, brother?
Yeah, htdiocese.org, Office of Parish Support.
There you go. So simple, htdiocese.org. All right, we've got more coming your way. Still talking school on Wake Up.
Forty-eight past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson, along with Gabby Smith and Damian Collado. And right now we have Tommy Moran. He is the president of Good Shepherd School in New Orleans. And good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, and thank you for having us on today.
It's, oh, sure.
Always a pleasure to talk to people who are so passionate about our community and our Catholic community, so
well,
it's an honor.
Your school is special. You know, I was going to get into your events and all the things that are going on, but, you know, in researching what your school does, it's pretty special because you work with low-income families. Well, anyway, talk about that. Talk about what you do.
The spirit of our founder, Father Harry Thompson, is in our DNA, mm-hmm. and anybody who knew him and his visions and his dream, he wanted to help families break the cycle of generational financial poverty.
Yeah.
He said the only way to do that is to offer faith-based Catholic education at no charge that would be paid for by the generosity of others.
Mm.
Like I always tell people, it's the worst business model on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for 23 years now, people have rallied around this, and we've been able to provide those services, and the results are astonishing. At a time when inner city Catholic schools throughout the country are closing daily,
right.
We've had three here in the past couple of years in New Orleans. We're bucking the trend. And look, it's through hard work. It's through a dedicated school leadership team and a mission and a vision that is just incredible when you look at it.
Yeah.
And then it's following graduates all the way through. And it's donors and benefactors who essentially believe in this mission at their core and are true partners in what we do. So that's how this works. And the spirit of the founder is alive daily.
Yeah, yeah, that is beautiful. Now, you said you've been doing this for 23 years?
This will be our 23rd school year. This is my seventh year here. I started in 2016. But
okay.
Father Harry Thompson was the high school president and principal at Jesuit High School when I was a student. And I was a work-study student, my brother and I. And
cool.
So we saw firsthand his generosity. And what he was able to make happen. I mean, his whole life was about helping others that needed help.
So how many graduates so far have you had pass through?
We have 239 graduates as of this past May.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable that the first 19 have graduated college. And when you graduate college at Good Shepherd, we put you on our college graduate wall with the school you attended your degree, so you're forever memorialized for other students to see your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of our students are first-generation college.
Right.
So we've got med school and doctorates and attorneys and teachers. It's unbelievable to watch. And now we have another 20, 17 just graduated high school that'll be starting college. will have 60, 65 working on their degrees, and then another 140 plus in the local high school. So, and we follow them all the way through. Our largest contingent is at St. Augustine on the boys' side, and then the girls, Cabrini, St. Mary's, and St. Catherine Drexel have the most. It's and Brother Martin's got some of our boys, and as does Holy Cross now. And we've had three just graduate Jesuit this past year. It's
my goodness,
it's unbelievable to watch.
Yes, I bet it is. I bet it's very rewarding for you, huh?
Yeah,
it is. And look, you can't go anywhere in the city and not run into someone with a Good Shepherd story. I get my morning coffee at Baldwin and Company bookstore. The other morning, one of the summer interns in the mayor's office is a Good Shepherd grad from the class of 2020.
Wow.
He's doing his summer intern work there. He'll be a junior at Warren Easton. 5 feet away from him is a class of 2013 Good Shepherd graduate, Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Spelman College graduate, who also went to Warren Easton. She's an a morning producer on the morning show at WWL.
Gosh.
And she is in the industry learning new things every day, and she's a fresh graduate from this past year.
Wow.
She's taking on the world.
Yes, she is.
She's a Good Shepherd grad.
That is fantastic.
And she wears that proudly every day, and that is, you don't see many people wearing their elementary school pride like our kids do. It means that much to them.
That is awesome. So you offer, well, assistance for folks who can't afford tuition in this school. And so I'm with you as far as working by the grace of God is how the business plan does not work on paper. So what are you doing? How are you supplementing this? How are you paying your expenses?
Our board back in the day said the only way to truly make inner city Catholic education work is to have some governmental piece.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the state voucher program,
okay,
which covers about 55% of our $4 million budget. So
wow,
we have to raise $1.5 million every year just to make things go.
My goodness.
We do it. It's through foundations, organizations, wealthy individuals, events that we have. And we've got our Dancing with the Stars coming back this December. We've got a golf tournament. We're going to do our first ever tennis tournament is in the planning stages. But we're really launching also an annual sponsorship campaign.
Okay.
Where we're basically asking people to be partners in this mission. You know, if you've got a business, you've got means yourself, 5, 10, 25, 50,000, whatever is your ability level, knowing that we're making sure kids get everything they need to succeed in life. And not just succeed, but truly change the trajectory of their family's life.
Yeah.
And people who do that, they own businesses. We've got business partners who will give us $25,000, $50,000, and their employees come read to our kids. They volunteer in our building. And that's what we want you to be embedded in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it firsthand, you can't help but say, we need this in this city, in this world. Otherwise, Catholic education in the inner cities is going to die. And we can't have that happen on our watch.
No, sir.
As Catholics in the world, in this community. And it's expensive education, I'm not going to lie. It's the kids we serve come from a lot of areas. And poverty is expensive, I always say. You've got a lot of trauma that people endure in the communities that they live in.
Yeah.
And just the weight of poverty every day that you carry. We've got two social workers, a school nurse, interventionist. It's those kind of things that if you don't offer that, you can't even begin to educate.
Yeah.
And most of our students come to us behind academically, because to be in the voucher program, you either start in kindergarten, and most of our kids who start in pre-K 4 or kindergarten, it's their first schooling experience when they walk in our door.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been in school since 6 months.
My goodness.
And then anybody who transfers in has been in a failing school situation. So
it's
not uncommon for someone to be 2 and 3 grade levels behind on reading levels. And so you've got to make that up.
Yeah.
So you've got to put all the resources in front of those students and families. And people appreciate that so much. And
that's a lot of hard work.
Our parents want this.
That's a lot of hard work. You know what? We only have like a 1 minute left, but you really intrigue me with this Dancing with the Stars. When's that coming up? How do I attend? That sounds like fun.
How
it's
going to
be December 2nd. We might have you dancing before it's over.
Oh, no, December no, no.
He just pulled out his dancing shoes,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, he did. Right.
I just heard a commitment. And just everybody in the listening audience is going to sponsor you, and you're going to be the highest grossing dancer ever.
It better be a lot of bucks.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
I would
Dave
get a table.
On, that's right.
I would buy a table.
All right.
Just for Dave dance.
He just volunteered.
Yeah.
Listen to Damien. I heard that too.
Hang on a second, Damien. Now, wait a minute. Yeah.
That's
you
what
said
it's all
it,
about.
Dave.
Okay.
That's
all right.
What it's all
Look,
about.
Just give me the date then. Just give me the date.
So you can put it on
the
calendar.
It's December 2nd, and I know how to get in touch with you, so you're on the hook now.
I'm not here.
Oh, yeah. Sign him up.
Tommy, once again, thank you. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job, and it's great talking with you. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, folks, and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right. December 2nd, we're going to take donations now for David Dawson, Dance with the Stars, and to help out the Good Shepherd School in New Orleans.
Yeah, okay.
So proud of you, Dave, for stepping up. That's,
me too.
That's what
God
we are all about here at Catholic Community Radio.
Front row seat.
And we'll pray for Dave's success in the process.
Pray.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Lord, you lead us toward everlasting peace. If we will simply follow, but follow does not always seem simple. Give us the very things that you ask of us, faith, generosity, courage, trust, love. With these gifts and your grace, we will have the strength necessary for the journey. And we pray for Dave's success as
with
Dancing with the Stars. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. Get you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.